Ever since the death of Pope Francis, on social media and on the news, you see a flurry of questions.
Conclave.
The conclave.
The conclave.
The conclave. The movie Conclave.
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 People conclave.
That people are asking, what's a conclave? How is a pope elected? The Conclave movie, is it accurate? Who's going to be the next pope? And then many, many videos talking about who they think is the next pope. Is going to be this? Who are the conservatives? Who are the liberals? So you see all these buzzwords everywhere. But strangely enough, there's this one question. I would consider it the key question that is not being asked, perhaps by anyone. And it's the one that all of us should be asking. We're going to get into that in today's video. Let me share with you the scripture that really stirred this up in my mind. And it's not by chance where this came from. Now, this is from Matthew 16:13. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And then Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." So in this scripture scene where Jesus gives the keys, is this situation of questioning. Everyone is wondering who, what, where, all of these questions, exactly as right now. And as I was just about to go to Mass, when kind of that scripture scene came to mind, and I was like, that's where we're at. We're living this moment. So what's the one question? Peter doesn't ask it, but he reveals what it should be. Peter sends it back to Jesus, and he says, you are the Messiah. So what's the one question? Alvaro, just tell us. It's this. Who does Jesus want to be Pope? That's what we should be asking. Not who does this person, who are the conservatives, who are the liberals, how is it happening, what about the Conclave movie? Who cares about all that? All of that is not important. Who does Jesus want to be Pope? Now, just because people haven't made videos about it doesn't mean that no one's asking this, that no priest or cardinal, but I'm wondering if they aren't. I'm wondering if the cardinals aren't asking the same questions that the news media is putting in our head, and that we're letting them influence us in the wrong way. I'm wondering, are they asking this? Are you asking this? And what would it be like if all of the cardinals and all of us for the next few days, including in the conclave, were asking Jesus, who do you want to be Pope? It's such a simple question, but we avoid the things that are staring us in the face. It's so obvious we don't even see it. This is my desire. I want to know who he wants to be Pope, and I want that man to be the Pope, not even my own preferences, because let's be honest, we don't know who any of these cardinals really are. They don't know who each of them are. There's like 135 or 34, one dropped out. They don't even know each other. That's why they're getting together over these novendiales, like these 9 days of prayer for Pope Francis, to get to know each other. They don't know who they are. They don't even maybe understand the language of these other people. So if it is that the media is saying, well, these are the front runners and this is the one that's kind of gaining traction, they don't even know the other popes from the other countries. They can't even understand their language. Who are we to think that we know who these men are? We don't at all. We have no clue. We're guessing. We're walking in the dark. I've said this in a previous video, that as the previous elections have showed us, we're all going to be surprised by who's elected. But we do have a role to play in praying for the conclave, that they ask this most important question. That's why I created this one video, asking and offering masses for the souls in purgatory and asking them, because if anyone knows more than the people on earth, it's the souls in purgatory and for sure the saints in heaven. But since the souls in purgatory need prayer, we can pray for them. So it's an act of charity. And in return, they pray for the cardinals to be enlightened about who Jesus wants to be Pope. So if you have not offered masses, go and do that immediately, or upwards towards 5,000 masses offered and pledged already. Praise the Lord. My friends, stop asking these useless questions. Ask the most important one. Who does Jesus want to be Pope? If this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.